Trumas Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel Hashutafin Shetarmu Zeh Achar Zeh. So you have two people that are shutfin, that one of them is tarim before the other one, and like the Melech Shlomo explains, that they didn't know that each one was being tarim. So let's say, for example, you had 50 saw. We know the truma is 1 out of 50, which is a beinoni. That's the medium measurement. So each one of these shutfin, they didn't realize that the other one was going to be tarim, and each one of them gave 1 out of the 50. The Rabbi Kiva Omer Truma Shnehem Truma. Rabbi Kiva says that both of their trumas are truma. So what does that mean? That means, the Rav explains, that each one, let's say each one took out one sa'a, connected the 50 sa'as. So the one sa'a, since really he only had a chelik of half of all of these sa'as, so meaning that he should have given half a sa'a for the 25, and the other guy would have given the other half for the 25. So the fact that he took one, he didn't really own all 50, he only owned half the 50. So therefore, the one that he took, half of it is truma, and the other half, the Rav says, is chulin. And so to the other guy, half of the one saw that he took, that he thought would be truma on the whole thing, only half of it is truma, and the other half is chulin. Now, chulin, that the Rav explains, the Taisi Santav says it's lav dafka chulin, because you can't eat that other half of that portion, because it's still tevel from maisrus and trumas maiser. So, l'chor, we just mean that it's not truma. So that's Rabbi Kiva Shit. V'cham mayrim trumas harishin truma. The Chum say that the first guy's truma, that was a valid truma, but not the second guy's truma. Rabbi Yaisi Oimer, im tarm harishin kashir, ein truma sasheni truma. Vim loy tarm harishin kashir, truma sasheni truma. So the Rav gives two pshatim. The first pshat is, if the first guy gave the proper shear of truma, which is 1 out of 50, then that's good truma. Really, Rabbi Yossi is coming to explain the Chacham, the Rav explains, that which the Chacham said that the first guy's truma is good is only when the first guy's truma, he took off the proper shear of the whole thing. So let's say there were 50 saws, he took out 1 out of 50. Vim loy tarm harishin kashir, but if the first person did not take off the proper shear, let's say he took off less truma than that, trumas hasheni truma. So this means not only, it doesn't mean that only the trumas hasheni truma, it means also that not only is the first person's truma, but now the second one's truma is truma as well. This is the way the Tiferes Yisrael explains, and also the Taisus Chadashim. The Rav gives a second pshat, and what the Mishnah means, and the second pshat is that when the Mishnah says, Imtarim Harishin Kashir, means that the first guy gave the same exact shear as the second guy, as his friend. Then we say that the first guy's truma was a good truma, because you see that the second guy gave him the same shear as him. And therefore, the second guy would have been very happy on what the first guy gave truma on, because he gave the same thing. But the Rav says if the first pshat that we said earlier is the ikker.